morning, everyone. It's Enrique here with Leadership Matters, episode 3. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about an individual that I, you know, just kind of disclaimer, I cannot name. I can't tell you what she does or where she does it, but I can tell you a lot of other things about this individual. So with that being said, let's get into the leaders of today. I sat down with this individual. She works where I work, and in simplest forms, she is one of the she's an engineer that is in charge, kind of helping create the future of what our company does. And she's an engineer. She's on a big team, and it's kind of like a confidential team. She's in charge of helping create, you know, 5 years out for a company, which is super interesting. You know, she has to invent. And I think as leaders, you know, we are always trying to do something else, something more, innovation, entrepreneurship, whatever you want to call it. During our conversation, we touched on three key topics, not intentionally, just naturally. The first one that we talked about was risk. She accepted her position, kind of not really knowing what she was going to be doing, right? So she, you know, accepts a job without knowing what the job would really entail, without knowing what she'd be doing, because the scope of her work would be really confidential to the world, literally to the world. So, but she took the risk. And I think a lot of times as leaders and individuals, we really want like everything clear cut. Everything in front of us, so we can just know what the deal is and how much it's going to be and what we're going to be doing and who we're going to work with. And a lot of times, you know, the best way to go through it is to not know anything. And this gal, just amazing kind of risk taker, said yes and went for it. As we talked, you know, the next thing that kind of came up was this idea of grit. If you were in charge of inventing things and the future for your company, it'd probably be pretty hard. And so she, you know, in the span of a handful of years, has had to invent different things. And it just, you know, imagine that. It takes a lot of hard work. Think about, you know, I always talk to her about the idea of like, you know, man, you're like the female Tony Stark of our company. And, you know, she smiles and kind of agrees because she is. And it just takes a lot of bandwidth and leadership and engagement to be on the team that helps create. So she, you know, kept on bringing up this idea of grit and persevering with her team, with their, you know, what they were doing and succeeding. You know, most recently her and her team launched a super amazing, the most innovative product I've ever seen in our realm of business. And they launched it, and it's turning out pretty crazy. People are really liking it. And we'll see what the future holds for them. Lastly, our talk kind of ended with, man, like, what do you do after it's all said and done? And she brought up the topic of recovery and you know, taking time to be whole again and recover. You know, like a lot of athletes, you know, you go into a big game and you got to come back the next day and recover a little bit. So to get out there the next day and do the same thing, right? So she, you know, I asked her, how do you recover? And she said, you know, you take time to settle down, spend time with loved ones, get away for a little bit, and then come back so you can do better work and do it again. Super insightful things that I took away from our conversation. This idea of risk, the idea of grit, and the idea of after it's all said and done, take time to recover, take time to be whole again. And that can look very different to anybody, right? You know, all those three things, we can, I can, you know, do it a little bit differently. I would just encourage all leaders out there to do those things, to take a risk, not knowing what might lie ahead, to have the grit to push through the tough situations, the when you see a wall, to kind of break through it and keep going and persevere, even in the sight of in the line of failure, right? With a good squad around you, kind of help, you know, helping each other pull through, and then take time to recover. And you know, in this world of, you know, take no days off, grind, well, you have to kind of slow down a little bit and just recover. You wouldn't be able to function if you didn't. So that's today's episode. Apologize for not being able to, you know, go in super detail about this person, just because it's confidential and I gotta honor that. So thank you all for listening again. Y'all are great to the people that get to listen to this podcast. Pass it on, tag a friend, however you tag people and how you listen, wherever you're listening. I'm just really excited to be a part of this kind of podcast community. If there's ever any topics you would like to see covered, leave me a message. Reach out to me at Leadership Matters on Instagram or Facebook, Enrique Ruiz, LinkedIn, Enrique Ruiz. I'm happy to connect. Thank you all for listening. Y'all be good.